Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, back from Saba in St. Kitts, St. Martin. Oh man, we got a lot of stuff to kind of reflect on our latest adventure with Explorer Ventures. And we got a lot of stuff to cover today as we look forward to our next adventure in Grenada. I'm getting ready to do some more rebreather diving. So a lot of stuff to cover on the big show today. But first, let's catch up on some viewer mail. You know, what I love about doing this goofy little radio show that we do is that a lot of times we get to be corrected by our listeners. They keep us honest. And thanks to Doug, he emails, he says, I was listening to last week's show, and I noticed that, you know, you guys were talking about veggies and how they make you go. Now, just to make everybody, to bring up to speed, basically what was happening is, when we were in London, Mermaid Tony, her family was with us, and we were out at dinner one day, and I don't know how the conversation got brought up, but, I think it was her aunt, made a comment about how, you know, you must eat your veggies because they will make you go. Well, we were talking about that last week on the show. I don't know why. I'm sure it was alcohol induced, and maybe we were having some vegetables there, like fried veggies or something. We're having a greenhouse there in St. Martin. And this conversation gets brought up about how veggies make you go. And Doug emails me and he says, you know, this may be the case. However, I'd like to pass this along, Greg. The veggies work both ways. They make you go, and they also, if you're a little blocked up, they'll firm you up. Or if you're a little loose, they'll do that. So they work both ways. So eat your veggies for good health. So Captain Patrick from the World of Boating is helping us out on Scuba Radio today.
Don't blame me.
No, I'm not blaming you. I'm just telling you, know, this is our little health tip. Thanks to our listeners, they find it necessary to make sure we're educated and we're regular. We're regular guys,
you know what
us divers.
Regular?
What's that?
Tequila.
Well, this is true.
And that's it's
how
more
I get.
Fun.
That's how I get through this show every week. So you there
see,
you go.
You see these?
What are those?
Tequila.
You think?
Yeah.
That's what gives you those muscles, those rock hard abs.
Absolutely. No, that my abs are not up
here.
Oh,
wait. What is that? That's a pec, I guess. I don't know what the heck it is. But anyway, so there you go. And you know, leave it to our listeners to keep us focused.
Listener.
Well, listener. Thanks, Mom. Anyway, moving on. Let's reflect back on our adventure. And to help us out is Clay McArdle, the big cheese there at ExplorerVentures.com. He is on Scuba Radio right now. Clay, how are you? Oh, do I got to press a button here, too?
You got to take him off hold.
Oh, I do. Yeah, just hit that one. There you go. Clay, are you with me?
I'm with you. How are you doing today?
Good. Now, do you feel, more regular now that you had that little tidbit of information
we shared? That was very important to know, and boy, do I appreciate it.
Or did you feel that was just a bunch of crap? Hey, thank you. I'll be here all week.
Yeah, no. 2 more weeks, right?
Yeah. That's all. Then right. I'm gone again.
I was going to say don't quit your day job, but I'm having second thoughts about even saying that.
Yeah, well, exactly. If I could quit my day job, I have no job at all, and I wouldn't be able to do this. That would be bad.
You just love but at to least rub I'd, it in, don't you?
At least I'd be regular.
Yeah,
you know. But anyway, Clay, we had a great time in Saba. That was just another awesome adventure. And what was cool about it? I don't know. I was extremely lucky last week in Seva, in St. Kitts and St. Martin when we did our little scuba radio scuba cruise. Because, you know, in St. Martin, I hit a mermaid slot and won some big money.
What?
Yes. Oh, we got our mermaid here. Our mermaid puppet is with us, too. Have you seen these pictures on the website?
So you got lucky and hit a mermaid slot?
That's what I said.
No, wait a minute. Yeah. Let me rephrase that. Our mermaid puppet was with us on the trip, but I played a slot machine in St. Kitts, and it was a mermaid-themed slot machine. And as opposed to going in expecting to make a deposit in the casino, I ended up making a withdrawal. It was a good day. It started off very lucky, and then there was a storm brewing out there in the Caribbean that they was threatening. You know, it was possibly going to come in and create some problems for our trip, but it never materialized. It never came by and affected us at all. So we had a great week. So I was a very, very lucky. All last week. I mean, but that's what happens at this time of year. You go out there, you can have some spectacular conditions like we did, right, Clay?
Exactly. That's the nice thing about this time of year. If it's not generally bad, it's usually generally wonderful. You've got great viz, you've got relatively calm seas, and just wonderful diving conditions.
Yes, indeed. And you know, this whole hurricane thing, a lot of times it gets blown out of proportion, literally.
Oh, yeah. North Atlantic hurricane season, just from June to December.
Yeah, well, you know. But,
disregard it.
Just forget about it. It doesn't really matter.
Well, you're under the water, so, I mean, how much effect does it really have on you?
Well, this is true. It doesn't. And you know, it can create problems sometimes. But if that happens, the boat can go somewhere else, or they can, you know, take you to a protected, you know, section of the island. For instance, we did have a couple days where we had some wind and rain pick up, but they just went to like the sheltered side of Seba, and we had flat, calm seas, so it worked out fine. That's just how you work it, right, Clay?
Yeah, exactly. And it, you know, gave the crew a chance to relax a little bit as well and recuperate from dealing with you all week. So,
well, true. I mean, and that is definitely, you know, that's the downside for them. I was lucky; they were not so much, I guess.
I have a question for you and Clay as a non-diver, because I spend all my time at the helm.
Right.
Okay, so I don't get a chance to enjoy what's beneath the water. I'm taking care of what's on top.
Yeah.
The Explorer Ventures Liverboard, is this a trip that would be open to all types of divers, novices to more experienced? Is it set up geared towards a certain type of diver?
Clay, I'll let you go with that one. How would you answer that?
Well, it really depends on the itinerary and where you're going. There are certainly some trips that we do, you know, the Galapagos, for instance, that is more geared towards the more experienced diver. It's colder water, and they can be fairly serious conditions down there with currents and you know, upwellings and downwellings and large pelagics and things with big teeth and all that. So if you're a novice diver, that's probably not the, you know, the best type of trip to go on. And then you get places like Turks and Caicos, you know, Seba, St. Kitts, most of the time, where it's relatively shallow, it's warm water, it's not a lot of current, not a lot of things that can be intimidating to a new diver. So it really just depends on the destination.
So with Explorer Ventures, I mean, the types of trips that you offer, you're an organization that, if I decided to take up scuba diving, which Greg has been trying to get me to do, I could grow. Basically, with the trips that you guys have, I could start out at one area, and then the relationship that I develop with Explorer Ventures, I could literally wind up traveling around the world to all these different dive destinations.
Yep, exactly right. And it's an interesting way to travel. We have singles on board every week. We have couples on board every week, and it's a great way to travel alone if that's what you end up doing. Simply because you've got a built-in social life during the course of the week, and you've got a bunch of people, a lot of, you know, on a normal trip, probably half the boat's real experienced, half the boat, you know, might be, you know, relatively new to diving, and you know, the people that are new can learn a lot listening to the people that have, you know, been around and done that.
This is true, and, you know, it really depends on what you want to accomplish as well. You know, we had Dan and Betty Orr from Divers Alert Network on board with us. Betty was not diving. She was just going out to hang out on the boat, read a book, take some pictures for us topside, and literally just lounge around and enjoy a nice leisurely week on the boat. So it really depends on what you want to do. You could go on the live aboard and not dive all week and still have a fabulous vacation by enjoying the food, the social aspects of hanging out with everybody, and still sharing those fishtails in between the dives on their surface intervals.
Yeah, so I guess what I was getting at is it really does present an opportunity, as I said, like if I decide to take it up to where with one organization based with these great dive locations around the world where I could go and learn and grow and advance myself and be able to travel around and ultimately wind up, I think, where you went last year, which was the Galapagos, which you said was just a totally awesome dive experience.
It was indeed. Probably not for the faint at heart. Yeah, that's definitely one of the more extreme trips that you have to have some skills, so to speak. But, hey, a lot to choose from. More with Explorer Ventures and reflections on our trip to Saba next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Dude! An ancient sunken city!
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? It is! It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta!
Howdy, y'all!
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good, good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing. Into Ilucha, oh yeah, into Inagra, make that thing to Long Island. All around the Grand Bahama, and Walker's King. Come on. Bimini.
Yeah, we may be going to Bimini for New Year's Eve again to celebrate 2012. We're working on the details right now. You'll get them right here on the big show, hopefully in the next few weeks. So stay tuned for that.
What do you mean we?
Well, you'll be able to come too, Patrick. Really, I'm serious. New Year's Eve in Bimini at the Big Game Club. What do you think? Guy Harvey Outpost Resort.
I got to pay for airfare, right?
Of course.
I got to cover my food.
Yeah, maybe.
And I got to pay for a hotel.
You can sleep on the beach. But yes.
What a deal.
It's an awesome deal. No, there actually is going to be a package.
I'm saving my money for Explorer Ventures.
Well, who could blame you? Clay McGardle from Explorer Ventures is on the line with us, but he might join us in Bimini. That sounds like something you would do, wouldn't it be, Clay?
You know, I've been known to do stuff like that. It actually sort of does sound sort of fun.
Yeah, it could be. Our buddy Neil Watson hanging out. Well, that could be trouble on New Year's Eve, but who knows? We'll see what...
That sounded scarier.
Exactly. I didn't say it wasn't scary. It is an adventure, but something that everyone should have on their list, as well as being on a liveaboard, whether it's Saba or St. Kitts or going to the Turks and Caicos or the Galapagos, which should be on everybody's list. But I know you do have some specials going on right now that makes it very, very easy for someone like Patrick or anyone listening that would like to partake in a liveaboard adventure. Do you not?
We do indeed. We've got we've actually got a special running. It's only running through this coming Tuesday, $500 off any of the Caribbean Explorer 2 trips through the end of January. And that's a trip you just got off of, obviously. But that's a real cool itinerary, isn't it? I mean, you see all sorts of different cultures, different islands. You get a chance to either dive or go ashore. You know, it's a very unique itinerary for a five dive a day dedicated liveaboard to be able to offer those options. And it's one of my favorite places in the world.
Yeah, it is. That itinerary in Saba is definitely one of my favorites, because you do get to get off the boat and do an island tour. Just on the island of Saba alone is worth the price of admission, so to speak. I mean, that is a very unique island. It's where they use this as a backdrop, I guess, for the Jessica Lange version of King Kong. And when you're anchored up on the dark side of the island, there's like an undeveloped side of the island. It looks like you're in the movie with the full moon going. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. I mean, Clay, it just is. It's kind of spooky in a way, but it's really
cool.
I think
Saba was Skull Island. You know, when they say that Skull Island
back
in the 1930s version of that movie, and it's you know, and a lot of it, even from the developed side of the island, you can't see too much from the water because everything's up on top.
This is true. Yeah, so but
they use the same island for both movies, or just for the Fay Wray version?
Well, I don't know. Which one was it?
I think it was the 1930s one.
Okay, they told me it was the Jessica Lange one.
I think they were just trying to play
which would have been the 80s, right?
That
would
70s. Have been,
yeah. That was 70s.
70s.
I've been hearing that since I started going there in 1987, so I think it was the 1930s version.
Okay, well, regardless, it's the King Kong Island, and it's cool.
Well, there's
very
a big
cool.
difference. I mean, I would definitely go with the 30s version.
Yeah, well, it's just a neat island. And then you go to the top of the island, and you get you some Joe Beans. Joe Beans, she makes this glasses, jewelry type stuff, makes for a very unique type souvenir. And then you go hang out at one of the overlook bars that overlook the runway, which is no bigger than a aircraft carrier. One of the, I guess it's the smallest runway in the entire world, supposedly. That's what they claim to be. So
yeah, the smallest commercial runway in the world, that's for sure.
Yeah, so it's much better to visit Saba via liveaboard, if you ask me. That's just me. It's fun to watch other people fly in and out, maybe. But
well, is the runway short because it ends in a cliff?
Yes, pretty much. It ends right on the edge of the cliff.
It's one of these you come over the mountain and you drop down, and then it's touchdown. And
it's right on the edge of the island. And basically, if you don't have enough speed, you're in trouble. And if you overshoot the runway, I think you're in trouble, too.
Do they do the rubber band slingshot method?
The amazing thing is, when I watch the Twin Otters land, they only use half the runway on landing.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Now, Clay would know this because he's a pilot as well. Have you flown in there much or no?
I've flown in there commercially a bunch of times, yeah. But,
really?
They can stop those things in probably 700 feet. It's pretty impressive to watch. But on takeoff, they really don't have to worry about how much runway they use because they just fly off the edge of the cliff and get
right.
the speed to the water. So, if you're lacking any speed, you can get it then.
Yeah, if you're lacking any speed, when you get off the edge of the thing, you just flap your arms real quick and inhale and, like, hold your breath. Maybe that'll make you lighter. I don't know. It looks like a fun adventure, one that I don't necessarily have to do. I'd prefer to watch that.
Yeah, I got that thing with flying, so I definitely do the... by boat with Explorer Ventures.
Well, you get the best of both worlds. You get to dive some awesome sights, and you get to see the island and that kind of thing. And that's what makes it so unique, this itinerary, because most liveaboard adventures don't have that type of option, or not one to this extent, for sure. So definitely take advantage of it. $500 off till Tuesday, this Tuesday, and that's for, like, if they book it by Tuesday and they can use it, what, for the next few months kind of thing? Or what?
Yep, Yeah, book deposit by the end of Tuesday and travel before the end of January.
Okay, there you go. And then I know
also,
Turks and Caicos, was that another one?
Yeah, we've also got a couple of remaining trips. Most of them are full, but we've got a really cool trip on Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. It departs from Provo, and we go over to South Caicos and Grand Turk for the week, and that's from December 10th to the 17th. And we've got $500 off on that trip as well. We've got, I think, four or six spaces left on that trip.
Very nice. So, and yeah, I haven't done that itinerary. What makes that different than the one where you just stay around Provo? You're just going over.
You're not going to be on board. That's good.
Well, okay. That's one plus.
it's an area that that normally you don't get to go to. I mean, we go down to French Key first of all, which is one of the highlights of the area around Provo, and then we go down to West Sandspit, over to South Caicos, over to Grand Turk, and there's just some fabulous diving that not too many people get a chance to do. No liveaboard goes over there on a regular basis, so it's just a different part of the island. Similar diving, but not the same.
There you go. Well, it's another one to add to the list for sure. Once again, if you go to exploreventures.com, you can get information on those itineraries and more, or you can just call them up directly, 1-800-322-3577.
Does Explore Ventures do training as well? Like if I went on, booked one of their trips, can I get trained during one of the trips?
Well, yeah,
or is it strictly for...
Well, no, it is. There's all kinds of training that you can do, open water classes. All they have pulley things. Or like what we did with Rob on our trip, we indoctrinated him into mermaid wrangling. But that was a special thing that we did on our adventure.
Was that the puppet or the real one?
Both. It was a combo. Combo instruction. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Captain Patrick in the studio with me today. He helps us out usually on the world of boating,
not
but
today.
He's hungover, and he's helping out on Scuba Radio today.
Yeah, I think he referred to me as ballast during
is
the
that
break.
What it is, maybe? Yeah very well.
You kicked me out from behind the board.
Well, you know, I just feel more in control. You know what I mean? I can.
You don't
can
do that when
buttons.
Bill's here.
Well, maybe I should. Maybe I should kick him off of this thing and start taking over a little bit more. It forces me to focus, which is rare for me, for sure. But you know, you brought up something about that liveaboard trip about training.
Yes.
And I got to thank Rob, by the way, who was on the liveaboard with us, on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with us, and St. Kitts and Sable. He really helped out with the mermaid wrangling, and everybody on the boat, for that matter, that we had on the trip were awesome. We had a really fun group of folks that were there to just have a good time, and Rob did pick up some mermaid wrangling tips with the puppet and with Mermaid Tony.
I got to ask you, how was Mermaid Tony, the mermaid puppet, received when you took her out this dive liveaboard?
Did they look at me like, this guy's a little nuts?
You
kind of thing.
You do a radio show and you've got a puppet,
right? I ain't gonna lie. I got a few stink eyes, I think. But once they saw what we were doing, they were like, okay, I get it. I see the pictures, and they thought it was kind of. It turned out great. You see, there's a couple pictures up at scubaradio.com of Tony the mermaid puppet that we've just posted from our trip in Saba. And she is an accomplished swimmer. I got to give her her props. Puppet has worked it. And Mermaid Tony, a little tip of the fin to her as well. She did quite well. We did a little video clip of her swimming underwater, which is very tough to do, as Rob can attest to, because he was helping his wrangling support for that. But we hope to get that up there soon as well.
Nice.
But mentally, he helped me as well, because... It was a mental strain. Mermaid Tony was trying to psych me out to get me seasick on one of the crossings. Didn't work. And I reflected back on a Dan trip, which we're going to play next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 248. No scuba certification agency currently recognizes watching SpongeBob SquarePants cartoons as educational reference material.
Liar, liar, plants for hire.
But maybe they should.
It's pants on fire, Patrick.
Well, you would know, liar.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio today is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Dives Alert Network. How you feeling today, Nick?
Feeling great, Greg. How about you?
Feeling better.
Were you sick?
Yeah, well, I was seasick.
Oh, that's no fun.
Nah, actually, I was just kidding. I was just reliving my Oscar-winning performance of my vomiting scene from the Dan video. Oh, yeah, that was good times.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever been seasick?
Oh, have I? No one's immune to it. And it gets most of us at one time or another.
Yeah, I got to admit, even outside my acting debut, it's gotten me a lot. But I want to beat it. Is there any way I can do this once and for all?
Greg, I wish I could tell you that there's a foolproof way, but there's really no guaranteed method. Spending more time on the water can help because you become more resistant. But even the most seasoned sailors can get queasy.
Okay, how do I hedge my bets at least?
First, don't stress about it because it's common and it's just a physical reaction to motion. A lot of people experience it. And if you're ever on a dive boat that says that they've never had someone get seasick, you're probably their first customer.
So resign myself to the fact that it's just going to happen?
No, just don't stress about it or get embarrassed if it does.
But how do I avoid it?
Start with taking care of yourself the night before you dive. Take it easy on the alcohol, eat well, and get a good night's sleep.
All right, look, if I'm going to lay off the drinks, I need to know why.
The better you feel, the better able your body is going to be able to adapt to conditions.
Okay, that makes sense. But what else?
Make sure you have a little something in your stomach when you get on board. I know it sounds crazy, but it makes a difference. Stay away from heavy and greasy food, but do try to eat a little something.
What recommendations do you have in winning the mental game? Sometimes I think part of the problem is that I half expect to get sick, and so I do.
And that's a really good point. The mental side can be a big issue. Sounds trite. But the best you can do is to try not to think about it. Let your mind wander or focus on anything else besides the motion you're experiencing.
If that doesn't work, what? Crawl into the cabin and lie down until you get to the dive site?
Exactly the opposite. Actually, stay on deck and in the middle of the boat if you can. The fresh air will do you good, and your eye will be able to stay on the horizon. That actually helps your body adapt to the motion, because what your eyes see will match what your body is feeling. Your mind will be less confused. Stand up, too, as your legs can also help to absorb the motion.
What if all this doesn't help? Can I still dive if I get sick?
As long as you're still up for the dive and not too dehydrated from getting too sick, absolutely. In fact, seasick divers are usually the first off the boat. Getting under the waves and the motion will also make you feel better, and the dive will get your mind off your stomach. But if the seasickness takes too much out of you, I'd recommend staying on the boat.
That's the last thing I'd want to do.
I know, but if you're not physically up for the dive, it's just not worth the risk.
Can't I just take a pill?
You can, but understand that there's no magic pill. There are lots of medications out there, but no guaranteed remedy. Part of this is a trial and error to see what works best for you.
I find ginger works best on the natural side.
A lot of divers have luck with ginger, as well as other natural remedies that employ pressure points and magnetic pulses.
I've used those. They're pretty good.
If you prefer to try the pharmaceutical side, medications like Dramamine or Scopolamine are very popular. But remember that if you decide to try one of them, be careful. They can have side effects like drowsiness and dry mouth. And we know that fatigue and dehydration are not a diver's friends. So test them on land well before you dive to see how you react. And be aware that drugs wear off. So you'll want to consider that in your dive planning.
So what you're saying is that I've got options.
You do indeed. You just have to try them and find out what works best for you and what doesn't.
And if none of them do?
If you gotta go, use the leeward side. And don't use the marine head. It just can't handle it. Stay outside in the fresh air and try to drink fluids as much as possible so you stay hydrated. And above all, remember that it's no big deal.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, there's no shame in seasickness. It's common, and it can be uncomfortable, but it can lead to dive risks, too. So do what you can to minimize seasickness or prevent it altogether. Whether you beat it or it beats you, just remember to take care of yourself. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, you know, and Mermaid Tony was trying to psych me out on the Sable Liverboard trip. I don't know, you know, she has this kind of wild hair up her
easy
tail, and she seems to find enjoyment out of my misery sometimes.
What?
And she was trying to psych me out. It's like, Greg,
mermaid
yeah,
Tony there. Or Tony the mermaid puppet?
No, this is Mermaid Tony.
Okay, the real, the flesh
yeah,
and
yeah, the
blood.
Flesh and bones mermaid was trying to psych me out on the boat, because remember I said earlier that we were threatened by a storm. It was a tropical storm. Ophelia was out there in the Caribbean when we were on the liveaboard trip. And there was a chance that this storm was going to start to affect our weather of around Saba and St. Martin.
Isn't that the one that's still swirling around out there?
It might be. Is that the one that's going up north?
Yeah.
It might. I don't know if that's it or not. But it might be. Because, yeah, we were way south, so it's very possible. But she, you know, it was funny. She was like, she would be sitting there on the boat, and she goes, "Oh, Greg, it looks like he's saying it's going to be like 8 to 10 foot seas." Looking at like over at me, like, "Oh boy, we got you now." And so she was trying to psych me. I don't know why she finds such enjoyment out of my misery in that regard, but it didn't work. I have nerves of steel, and I fought those urges to blow.
I thought you had hair of steel. It's steel color.
That's platinum.
Is that what it said on the box?
Yes. Anyway, it didn't work. And you know, a lot of people believe seasickness is mental. 90% of it. I mean, you're a boater. You've had to deal with that in the past, haven't you?
I am a professional mariner, and I don't think I have had an upset stomach at sea since I was about 11 or 12.
Yeah. See, I had one liveaboard trip, literally the first liveaboard trip I ever did, and we were in 12-foot seas. I puked straight for 48 hours, and I thought I was going to die. But I lived through it, and the second part of the adventure of this, I think it was like a 5-day trip, was perfect. And, the skies cleared, flat, calm, beautiful. So I think that experience, going through that adventure, kind of gave my mental, sea legs.
But see, I'm usually the one at the helm, so I'm usually occupied, so it really doesn't ever bother me. I've got too much other stuff going on, especially if I'm in heavy seas. One of the worst nights I ever had, believe it or not, was at dock at the Vinoy Resort in Tampa Bay. And that was, we had a storm come in, blew straight out of the north, and when it blows into Tampa Bay that way, it literally blows right into the harborage at the Vinoy. And I woke up because the boat was coming up and down so violently, it threw me out of the forward V-berth, out of the forward bunk.
Mm.
And when I came out of the cabin into the cockpit, all the sailboats, the masts, I mean, that clang, clang.
Yeah.
And it was concrete docks that they had at the time at the Vinoy. And these concrete slabs were jacking up. And these sailboats were swinging so violently to and fro. It was one of the worst nights that I probably ever spent on a boat ever.
Well, did you feel woozy, or you just felt like something?
I felt
like
annoyed because I couldn't sleep because the sailboats were clanging back and forth.
Well, okay. So that sounds like somebody snores or something. I don't think it's the same thing. But I don't know. I mean, you know, but I do believe it is a lot mental. And obviously Mermaid Tony does, because she was trying to psych me out.
But it didn't work.
It didn't work because, you know, I think I'm mermaid proof too. I think I've gotten my mermaid legs where I can deal with pretty much anything when it comes to mermaids.
Mermaids don't have legs.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe I get a. I'm immune to mermaid.
You built up calluses.
Yes.
Your soul has built up calluses.
And that could be it. That might be it. I'm so callous towards the mermaids now.
That's not what I meant.
I don't have to worry about, you know, infections or...
not that type of callus.
I don't know. Yeah, what kind of thing you would have. But it's good, just the same. Hey, Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine has been traveling around the world. He was in the Turks and Caicos... last time when Single Scott was there, when the storm came through that way. We're going to check in with him next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Captain Patrick helping me out today from the world of boating. He's hung over from the show, and he's decided to help out as well.
I'm not hung over.
Well, you're not.
I stayed
over. How do we know? Have you had a drug test?
Yes, actually. You know how many drug tests every 2 years I have to go through? I got my I'm part of a drug consortium for the United States Coast Guard for my captain's license. My DOT physical for my Class A CDL, my random drug screen that I'm subject to by my employer, and then the one that I do just for fun.
Really? Okay.
I'm doing one right now.
Well, this is a test for sure. I don't know. We'll see if he passes by the end of the broadcast. However, I do have my good buddy, and what's his name again?
It's right in front of you.
It's right here. Of course, I'm talking about Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. I was just testing you. See, that was one of my tests, and you almost failed it.
I almost got this filled up.
Yeah. But, Jerry, you would pass this, too, wouldn't you? I think you would pass it. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, Greg. Everything sounds normal in your studio today. Crazy and totally disrupted.
Exactly. Totally discombobulated.
And I got to tell you, when it comes to hangovers, I got this figured out. That's God's way to say you kicked ass last night.
Yeah, there you go. I like it. I like the way you think. And that comes from years of experience of a guy who travels
Absolutely.
The world with divers around the world. And, you know, working for Dive Training Magazine, you have to do this because he is a man of the people. He goes out to every destination that you can think of and then a bunch of places you can't even pronounce and have never heard of. And he mixes and mingles with the dive industry folks in those areas and makes sure that, you know, it's covered accordingly in Dive Training Magazine, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of that. We definitely do. And, you know, speaking of going places exotic you can't pronounce, I just went to some place and did some dives that people should know about, but it's not an exotic place. It's a place you probably know. It's called Grand Cayman.
Oh, Grand Cayman, of course. One of the most popular dive places on the planet. I haven't been there in many years. So what were you over there doing? Just hanging
out? Well, I got to tell you, I was over there, and I was on the east end down with Ocean Frontiers and Compass Point, and I was up on the other end at Lighthouse. Lighthouse is a brand-new resort that has been built. It will blow you away. It's just... it's totally ecologically friendly, all solar power, wind power. It's totally off the grid. Greatest shore diving you can imagine. And we went out because of the new Cayman Dive 365. Have you heard about this program?
The Dive 355.
365.
360. Okay, what, dive 365 days a year kind of thing, or what?
They are putting moorings in so that by this time next year there will be 365 moored dive sites.
Wow, you blew that one, Greg.
I guess so. Well, that's good, though. That's excellent.
And we were doing exploratory diving. We were exploring the islands. We're places that people don't normally go. And, Greg, I got to tell you, when you're diving places that really you don't know what's there, you don't know how the currents are going to be, you don't know what you're going to find or not find, it brings a sense of adrenaline and excitement that you don't get when you're on a normal guided dive. And we found one. Greg, every one of your listeners has to go to Grand Cayman and make this dive.
Yeah, and this is off the coast of this new Lighthouse Resort on the west end of Grand Cayman.
That is correct. It's on the north wall. The name of the dive site is going to be the Three Towers, and it is one of the most magnificent dive sites anywhere in the Caribbean, and certainly one of the top in all of Grand Cayman. We set the mooring markers, and they're going to go drill a new mooring line into there. And by, I'd say 2 weeks from now, it will be a dive site that all your listeners can go down and dive.
Excellent. So what is it, three pinnacles out in the middle of the ocean off of the wall, or what? Why do they call it three towers?
One wall, one large coral reef coming out from the shore. The top of the towers is around between 45 and 65 feet, but it drops to the bottom of the wall to 140 feet, and then the north wall happens, and that drops to 4,000.
Hmm. Wow. Okay.
Magnificent marine life, great sharks. It was really nice. But then I went to the east end, and you cannot fault the east end. It is some of the most unexplored, least diving pressure on the entire island. And Steve Broadbelt there at Ocean Frontiers is doing a fantastic job. He just opened a new set of condominiums that the ocean views, Greg, will blow you away from this place.
Nice.
So it's a brand new choice on the island, and just has utter possibilities.
Now, the Barefoot Man was playing on that side of the island last time I was there. Did you have any rumblings? Is he still doing his thing somewhere on the island, or what?
He's still there. I swear he's going to be there. He's going to be like Osama bin Laden. He never was gone. He's going to be there for 1,000 years.
Without that whole terrorist thing. Let's just clarify that. Barefoot Man, great musician, not terrorist. Just want to make sure we get that clarified.
Well, I don't know. There's been a few hangovers after Barefoot Man performed, and I think they thought it was terrorist.
It could have been. It could have been a plot, for sure. Well, I know, you know, you travel all over the world. I know you're getting ready for the DEMA show. What are you doing between now and first week of November for that?
Well, actually, several things. I'm going to Italy, hopefully in the next 2 days, and I'm going to visit with the Mize factory people and see how they make fins and snorkels.
Nice.
And explore that, and then run over to Cressy Sub and check out their factory. They produce some amazing dive equipment.
All right, well, you're basically not doing anything, as usual. That sounds like Jerry Beatty to me. He's like the Energizer Bunny of the dive industry. Is that a fair representation there, Mr. Beatty?
I'll go with it for now.
Okay, for now. Until he sobers up from his hangover. So I don't know. All right, that'll do. Thanks, Jerry. We'll touch base again soon.
Thanks, Greg. Have a great one.
You got it. All right, hour two of Scuba Radio's on deck. We're going to check in with our friends in Hawaii and also South Florida and Grenada. Stick around for hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.